It's Gotta Be Kane from the Blood and Guts EP that came out in March, and Hellwigs are from Saltash, UK. Before that, we heard, oh my god, I love this song so much. That was the song Sami Zayn is the Only Wrestler We Like by the Razor Ramones from the Rocket to Rusev cassette that came out in 2016 on Cassette Land. And the Razor Ramones are from Columbus, Indiana. Most of this little subgenre of punk rock came out in the 80s, so it's so cool to see modern bands shouting out modern wrestlers. And of course, shouts out to Sami for his Intercontinental win. It's him for the title now that Gunther, well, hopefully he moves into the main event scene. Oh, and that moment when Sami and Kevin hugged, oh, what a feel-good moment. Feel-good night. Seriously, it's still getting to me. And then before that, we heard Rancid Vat with the song Ugandan Giant, which is about Kamala, of course. And that's off Two Brodies and a Flare that came out in February on Brilliancy Prize Music. And Rancid Vat are originally from Portland, Oregon, then relocated to Philly, and now they're in San Antonio, Texas. And then we started that off with the Mighty Ions, the song Pedro Morales from the Face Rack and Rock LP that came out in 2002 on Alien Scratch Records from Berlin. And the Mighty Ions are from Boston, I think. I could be wrong. And of course, that melody was California Uber Alice by the Kennedys. Interesting band. It was the lead guitarist of Unnatural Acts, and the bassist and drummer played on Gigi Allen's first record. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And let me just shine my championship belt up here right quick. Let the jabronis know who the locker room leader is around here. So let's keep it going. Let's listen to a really passionate Mark band from Seoul. This is the 1-2-3-4 Da with the song Is It Happy New Year? Happy New Year can do anything.
Happy New Year입니까? Happy New Year는 뭐든지 할 수 있습니다! Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Valiant Thor from Greenville, North Carolina. Give me a goddamn hell yeah! And that was the song False Prophets from the Legend of the World LP that came out in 2006 on Volcom Entertainment from Big Bear, California. Volcom has a record label. The skate company Volcom has a record label. I swear, the real world is faker than wrestling. Valiant Thor, you know what? I have a lot to say about them, but I want to wait until the end. So just hell yes, Valiant Thor, hell yes. Okay, before that we heard, this is the most pro wrestling name we've heard so far. Cosmic Commanders Intergalactic Rockstra. That was the song The Body Rules from the South Philly Street Fight 7-inch EP that came out in 2001 on Carbon 14 magazine from Philly. And I think Cosmic Commander is from Philly. And I don't know, I don't think the song is about Jesse Ventura. I think he's just cutting a promo about himself. Could be wrong. Before that, we heard the classic. That was Mad Garden by JFA from the Mad Garden 12-inch EP that came out in 1984 on Placebo Records from Phoenix, Arizona. And JFA are from Phoenix. And that song is a tribute to Mad Garden, a venue in Phoenix, not Madison Square Garden in New York City. And we started that off with a really cool that I just discovered from Seoul, South Korea. That was the 1-2-3-4 da with the song Is It Happy New Year? Happy New Year Can Do Anything from their first demo that came out in 2018. And that band, at least the band name, is a nod to Antonio Inoki. Those dudes are awesome for that. I just realized it's all dude bands today. Where are my lady pro wrestling punks at? There was a revolution. The belt's not a butterfly anymore. Let's get some lady pro wrestling punks on the roster. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. Oh, and I wanted to give a shout-out to the most recent addition to the MRR Radio roster. Their name is Danny, and they got to do their first show a few weeks ago, and it was a total Valentine to the, like, whole history of the Japanese punk scene. Totally ran the gamut of the best bands throughout every subgenre, and it was just incredible. Such a great history lesson, and I really, really enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten to hear it yet, it was episode 1902. Give it a listen. Seriously. Great work, Danny. I'm really looking forward to the next episode. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. This was really fun. Like, I'm really fired up right now. I can feel it. Pro wrestling is ultimately supposed to be fun, and it hasn't felt that way in a while. Especially with all the, we have to say allegations, but regardless, the whole thing has been so dark and upsetting. I think that was the ultimate goal this year, to have like a total feel-good show, to remind everyone that one, like, monster of a human being can't kill something that deserves to be celebrated. So they gave us everything that we've been asking for, and it actually turned out to be a really wonderful two nights. Big shouts out to Bailey from San Ho for winning the big one on the big stage. Ugh. I'm like not used to rooting for baby faces, for the good guys. I've always rooted for the bad guys. I've always identified with them more. I guess the reason for that, I don't know. My experience is that if good things happen, then they usually get taken away. Heels have, like, more control because they operate in chaos. It's pretty easy to scorch the earth. There's no failure there. But good guys set goals. Difficult goals. And they might fail. So the scary part is that they want something that they might not achieve. It was really cool to see someone set a difficult goal for themselves that took years to chase something that they want and have it work out. I guess if you put yourself out there and you fail, then yeah, the thing that you're left with is the pride for trying. Maybe I'm at a stage in my life where I don't feel like I have to scorch the earth behind me anymore. I guess this is my face turn. Live on pay-per-view, or no, on premium live event. And you know what? I'm still the world champion. I got the hardware to prove it. So I'm doing something right. So I want to end the show with two bands. Okay, so we've gotten to listen to bands that write songs about wrestling, but I want to listen to two bands that are pro wrestlers, or at least they fully embody what a pro wrestler is. We have to talk about Valiant Thor that we heard earlier. The vocalist, his name is Valiant himself, is a pro wrestler in every aspect of the word except the fact that he's not a wrestler. I've gotten to see Valiant Thor 3 times, I think, years ago, and every show had that same hype energy. He's cutting promos, he's working the crowd, he's just getting over. What a baby face. So I want to conclude today's show with two bands just like that. The most epic rivalry the world has ever seen. In this corner, weighing in at a bunch of pounds of pure muscle, the champions of the people, the white meat baby faces, Glitter Wizard from San Francisco, California. And shouts out to their merch guy, manager, maybe valet, the Mercho Man. And in this corner, weighing in at less pounds because they're not as strong or handsome, the Dastardly Heels, R.I.P. from right here in the Rose City, Portland, Oregon. Boo. God, they're so fun. Their shows together are amazing. Fuzz, the vocalist from RIP, is such a good heel, the way he runs down the crowd. And Glitter Wizard are so easy to root for because they're so manly and handsome with their sleazy mustaches and leopard print. Pro wrestling is punk, or in this case, both those bands are much more on the metal side. But damn it, it makes for such a great show. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. Support your local indie wrestling promotion and just have fun. Root for the faces, boo the heels, and just get over yourself and enjoy life. I love you all very much. This is R.I.P. from PDX, boo, with the song Street Reaper from the Street Reaper LP that came out in 2017 on Riding Easy Records from Hermosa Beach, California. And then Glitter Wizard from SF, woo, yay, with the song Motor Rider from the Hunting Gatherers LP that came out in 2012 on Captcha Records from Humboldt, California, now based in Chicago, Illinois. And real life is faker than pro wrestling!